The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. And someone said to him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "These are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is brother, sister, and mother to me." The Gospel of the Lord. More than once in the past, we have visited this question of Jesus' brothers and sisters, so I won't dwell on that again. The Greek word is adelphoi, and adelphoi is a fairly generic word in Greek. It can mean cousin, it can mean half-brothers, whatever it means. And in the very early church, Origen being the first to explain this, and he explains it in a convenient way and a convincing way, to honor the perpetual virginity of the Blessed Mother. But I've spoken about that before, so I won't go back and dwell on it again. What's interesting here is that the Gospel on Sunday coming up, where Jesus teaches those around him how to pray, teaches to pray. And he said, when you pray, pray like you're one of my family. The way you are to prayer is our Father, your Father, my Father. We belong together. And those who have faith enough to pray are part of the family of Jesus. So in this text here, clearly Jesus is not rejecting his mother and his brothers. That would be against all Jewish tradition and against all the teaching of Jesus. What Jesus is doing, he's expanding his family. Not only do I have Mary, my mother, and my brothers and my sisters, but I also have all those who believe in what the Father has written. These are my family. That's a very important theological truth, because that affects the manner in which we pray. Some people pray to a God who would destroy them. They pray in fear. They pray in anxiety. They pray worrying whether God even listens to them. But follow the theology of Jesus here in the Gospels. He says, but you're my family. I think every one of us has people we consider members of our family who are not consanguine. They're not blood brothers or sisters, but they're kind of members of our family. We have common ground. We have a bond that is not defined by blood. We have a bond that's sometimes defined by something far profound and far more enduring than a blood bond. So listen to what Jesus is saying. He said, each and every one of you, you are my brother and you are my sister. God is our Father. And God watches over us. You have this extraordinary, firm belief that with all our imperfections, with all our humanity, with all our failures, and those who to whom he is speaking were full of humanity and failures, sins. But he said, but you are my brother and you are my sister. We have to dwell on that. You have to reflect on that. It's not based on legalism. It's not based on keeping commandments. It's based on relationship. The manner in which we pray and follow Jesus Christ has never to be reduced to keeping the law. Keeping the law is the minimum. I've had so many people over the years come to me and say, if I do this, will that be enough? Now, when I was a kid, we went to Mass. If we got in before the gospel, the Mass counted. Remember that? If we were late for Mass and we came in after the gospel, we went home and came back to the next Mass. That's a legalism. That's unworthy of a relationship with Jesus Christ. The Lord understands us. I have this feeling myself in my life. I am God's son. God would never hurt me, no matter how foolish, ridiculous, and sinful I am. God's love is infinite. That's exactly what this is saying. And it will come up again on Sunday. If you do not believe what Jesus is saying here, it's going to be hard for you to pray the Our Father. It's hard for you to say, I speak of God as in an intimacy and a familiarity, in a sense of belonging, a sense of closeness. That's exactly what Jesus is saying here. I have an extended family. I have my mother and I have my brothers, but now I have an extended family that is sacred and precious to me. You are my mother, you are my brothers. This is metaphoric, but it's meant to emphasize the bond between Jesus and his followers. It must affect the way we pray, the way we develop our theology. A man or a woman are faithful in marriage not because of a law, but because of a relationship. Parents are faithful to their children not because there's a law, but because there's a relationship. The relationship is far more powerful than any law. A relationship is generous. It's exuberant. It's uplifting. The law can be a burden. It's the minimum. Never live by the minimum. Live in the glory of God. You are brothers and sisters of Jesus. And sometime, reflect on the beloved disciple in the Gospel of John. We spoke about that here in the past. We have an androgynous statue up there to remember everybody who came to this church for the last 100 years, beloved disciples. Beloved disciples, as Raymond Brown, is an image. It's not a person, it's an image. Whoever follows Jesus Christ is a beloved disciple. Mother, brother, sisters. It's marvelous. You know, it change your day. Walk in the presence of a God who is familiar, close, loving, delightful to be around. It will change your day. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.